Well, as you know, the whole town of Weaverville, there's no one quite like our young hero, Dennis Day. And most of the town is grateful for it. But Dennis can be happy or sad just like the rest of us, and today it's distinctly the latter. It seems that the local radio station is moving to another city, and with it will go all of our hero's favorite programs. Not even his girlfriend Mildred seems able to chase his gloom at this dire news.
You don't understand what this means, Mildred. How can I face the morning without Ma and Pa Peterson, without the story of Myra Wilson or David Driscoll, Boy Powers model?
Well, they're only morning serials, Dennis.
But they're so real to me. You take Monica Popovnik's Passion at 9:30. Honestly, if that station goes off the air before I find out whether Monica's boyfriend gets his divorce, I don't know what I'll do.
Well, the station will be on the air for another week.
Yeah, but her boyfriend is a Turkish sultan. It may take years before he gets rid of the whole crowd.
Oh, I see.
Gosh, last week he told her he couldn't live without her. And you know something? He nearly didn't. He slashed all his veins, took poison, and jumped off a 10-story building.
Oh, my golly.
Yeah, he was laid up for 3 installments.
Dennis, you're taking this too seriously. Oh, hi, Daddy.
Good morning, children.
Morning, Mr. Anderson.
Well, what's the matter? Trouble again, Dennis?
Yes, sir. There's an item in this morning's paper that says that WEAV is going off the air.
WEAV? No, don't say that.
Oh, do you like to sob your way to work every morning, too?
Well, it isn't that, Dennis. It's something far more important. In fact, it may be a matter of my life or death.
Your death? Oh, now, Mr. Anderson, it couldn't be.
Well, wait till you hear. You see, my wife...
Oh, she's involved. I guess I was wrong.
I'm afraid so. A few years ago, I bought $100 worth of stock in WEAV without telling Poopsie about it.
You acted without orders from the bridge?
Yes, the salesman told me it was a great opportunity for a fearless man. And I, for a moment, forgot who he was talking to.
Golly. And now when this radio station goes broke, she'll find out you lost the whole $100.
Exactly. Well, farewell, children.
Well, Daddy, you're not going away.
Not far. Only about 6 feet straight down.
Now, wait a minute. There might be a way to keep WEAV on the air at that.
Huh?
Suppose we got up a petition and had everyone in town sign it, pledging their support to the station. Then the advertisers would be glad to keep their programs going and even buy more.
Say, Mildred, that's wonderful.
And I think it'll work, too. A petition. The very thing.
Then let's get busy. Dennis, you take the south side of town, and I'll take the north. And remember, get those signatures.
Boy, I'll say I will. Do you think I want to miss hearing just plain old Sam being committed to an institution or Mary McCord's children die off slowly one by one? I'm entitled to some happiness out of life.
Yes?
How do you do, madam? I have a petition here I'd like you to...
What, again? Petitions and polls. Polls and petitions. That's all I get these days. They're coming out of my ears.
But all I want...
I'm in the bathtub. All of a sudden, brrr, the telephone rings. What program am I listening to? I'm washing my back and they want to know who sponsors it.
But, madam,
I get back in the tub and brrr, there it is again. Do I want a Republican in or do I want a Democrat in? I don't want anybody in. I'm taking a bath.
Yes, but you see,
Every time I get into the tub, the same darn thing. Questions, 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 until I can't see straight. What's a woman going to do?
Cross them up, change the day you bathe.
Ain't in the tub. What do I think of business? How would I combat inflation? Who knows from combating inflation?
But I just...
And now you come along to ask me some more questions. What is it this time? Why does my husband drink, I suppose?
Oh, no, ma'am. I can see why he... Wait a minute. I didn't mean it like that.
That'll be enough out of you wise guys. You can take your pole and go climb it.
Yes?
Well, hello there, my little man.
My dear chap, I'm not a man, and I'm most certainly not yours. Let's not be patronizing, shall we?
Oh, yes, sir. I'm sorry, sir.
Well, come, fellow. Speak up. What is it?
Well, do you ever listen to the radio?
Oh, I might tune in one of those comedy programs occasionally. Like Town Meeting of the Air or Chicago Roundtable.
How about the quiz kids?
Good heavens, no. I can't stand those 3-second pauses while they're thinking.
Oh, I beg your pardon. Well, anyway, there's a move on foot to deprive Weaverville of radio.
Good. I consider most of it unutterable garbage. And now, if you'll excuse me, good day. I'm in the midst of a little experiment in nuclear fission.
Yes, sir. I hope they're biting.
And if you ever walk in this house at 2:30 in the morning again, George Simpson...
It's my house. I'll come home anytime I please.
Yeah, just try it, that's all.
Yeah, and what do you do?
You'll see what I'll do. Oh, if I had known what you were like when I married you...
Ah, shut up! What do you want?
Would you be interested in signing a petition?
Is that my mother at the door?
Why would your mother be at the door? She can fly right through the window on her broom.
Regret it the rest of your life.
Oh, yeah?
You heard me.
The radio station might close down.
I suppose your mother is a rogue. Every time she sticks her big nose in this house, there's trouble.
At least she don't lie around in bed till noon every day like yours.
Oh, is that so?
You're darn right it's so.
Permanently.
For it once in a while, doesn't she?
That's another thing I got against her.
Yeah!
Yeah!
You'd have nothing to listen to.
As far as I'm concerned, you can tell that old battle axe to stay home.
Oh, an old battle axe, is she? Well, I'll show you.
Oh, madam, wait. Not that. Don't throw that.
Ha! Missed me again. Now, what was it you wanted, Bud?
Nothing anymore. That was your radio she just threw at you.
Oh, Dennis, this is wonderful. Over 400 names on your petition. Must have taken you hours.
No, I got them all in a few minutes.
The whole 400?
Sure, it was a cinch once I got to the cemetery.
You mean you copied them off the tombstone?
Why not? I figure if our mayor lets them vote every year, they can sign a petition.
But didn't you get any living people to sign it?
No, that's the one type of person I was unsuccessful with.
Oh, my golly, and I only got two names myself. Well, what are we going to do?
Well, your father just told me it's too late to do anything now anyway. All the actors have quit the station. They couldn't go on the air if they wanted to.
All right. Then we'll be actors.
Huh?
We'll work for nothing just so the station can stay on and maybe attract some business.
Us? You and me?
Sure. You're talented. Why, you can talk in dozens of languages. I've heard you.
Yeah, but there's one slight drawback.
What?
I never know what I'm saying.
What of it?
Yeah, who can tell? In radio, that might even help.
Now, listen. I'm going to write a script for it. A playlist. I'll write it so it'll show off those wonderful foreign accents of yours. Mr. Thompson will be so impressed with you, he'll keep his station on the air.
Well, gee, Mildred.
Oh, please, Dennis. Think how badly Daddy will feel if he has to confess to Mother that he lost that $100.
I doubt if he'd feel anything after the first few blows, but... Okay, we'll try it.
Good boy.
Gosh, Mildred, shouldn't we have rehearsed? I haven't even seen the script yet.
Well, there wasn't time, Dennis. Besides, they often do it this way in radio.
Oh, yeah? It does sound like it sometimes, but I don't know.
Come on, we haven't much time. Mr. Thompson?
Yes?
I'm Mildred Anderson. I just phoned you for an appointment. And this is Dennis Day here.
Where? Oh, behind your skirts. Well, what is this all about, Miss Anderson?
Mr. Thompson, we think we can help you. I've written a script and we're going to play it together. I do just one little bit of a character, but Dennis has a dozen foreign language roles.
Yes, but Miss Anderson...
All we want you to do is listen. Now, the first one's French. A scene in Paris. A young man and a girl terribly in love. The girl speaks. Oh, my darling, how wonderful it is to have you back again. To feel the dear nearness of you. To touch your hands, your lips, your eyes. Do you feel the same about me, Pierre? Tell me, my dear one, do you?
Oui.
Now, the next one's in Russian. Commissar Dubrovnik has just been asked to take over the Red Army in Siberia. It will be cold, bitter cold. And the duty will be arduous. Still, it's the Premier himself who has asked him to do it. There's a hush as Commissar Dubrovnik makes it...
Ah! Oh, now, really, he should say more than that.
In Russia?
That's right. Now we're in Spain, the court of Queen Isabella. A humble sailor stands before Her Majesty as she asks him to find a new route to the gold of the Indies. Can he do it? She holds her breath as he says...
Si, senor, I think.
Now, see here, this is preposterous.
Oh, wait a minute. I've still got a mashoe and a hockey sport and a hakmanish panchainik.
I don't care to hear them.
Oh, but Mr. Thomas...
Miss Anderson, I'm not interested in actors and plays. All my dramatic shows were sustaining anyway. The only thing that kept me in business here was my disc jockey program.
Your disc jockey program?
Yes. Chuck Stewart and his make-believe bedlam. He had all our sponsors, and he's left us.
Oh, then find another disc jockey.
Where?
How do?
Him? Impossible. Besides, the record library belonged to Chuck Stewart, and he took it with him.
Oh, we have a whole cabinet full of records home. And if you have requests for something or we haven't got, Dennis can imitate him.
Imitate him?
Sure. We'll just use a record without a vocal for background.
You mean he could actually? Oh, but that's ridiculous. Preposterous. Still, I... No, that's crazy. Why? What harm can it do now? By George, that's true. All right, young man, report to me the first thing in the morning.
Yes, sir. Gee, you sure are putty in your hands, aren't you?
Why did I talk myself into doing this thing anyway? It's just fantastic.
Now, don't worry about a thing, Mr. Thompson. We'll put it across for you, won't we, Mr. Anderson?
Oh, you just bet we will. I've written all the commercials myself, and I know Dennis can handle the music.
Well, I hope so. You're sure you're familiar with a disc jockey type of program?
Naturally. You don't think I do my housework in silence, do you?
Well, if we fail, I'll be the laughing... Oh, my gosh. There goes the light. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Well, very good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Dennis the Disker bringing you the latest and best in modern recordings as per your request on our make-believe bedlam. We'll be back in a moment with the first batch of requests. But first, here's a few words from Herbie Anderson about the Jiffy Razor, who sponsors the first minute and a quarter of our program.
Friends, is your beard tough, wiry, and bristly? Especially you men. Tender skin is almost always the cause of your shaving difficulty. The Jiffy Razor will remove it instantly. Remember that the next time you buy a razor.
Thank you, Herbert's request. Here is Elaine in Middletown, the Weaverville Hockey Side High, and the Girdle Girls of Moose Effort and Red Ingle doing Temptation. Haven't got any of them, but here we go anyway. That was swell, Joe. And now, a brief message.
The thrill of a lifetime is coming your way. Humphrey Go-Kart in Blood is Gore at the Bayou Theater.
When an ex-convict shoots 8 men in cold blood, will the girl he loves lose respect for him?
See Blood is Gore and find out. Filled with pulse-quickening action. Go-stirring love. Heartwarming laughter. At the Bayou soon.
And now, friends, here's a request from Mrs. George Bachman of Middletown. Mrs. Bachman writes, tonight is my 10th wedding anniversary, and I know my husband is just crazy about Nelson Eddy's version of Please Play Jean Sablon Singing Je T'aime. We'll be happy to, Mrs.
Je t'aime. Le jour et la nuit. Je t'aimerai toujours. En retour, j'attendrai qu'à l'oiseau qui s'enfuit vienne chercher l'oubli dans son nid. Le temps passe et que, en battant, dame que, un day en
girls, now you can be shorter than he is. Do you feel tall, gangly, uncomfortable because your boyfriend is shorter than you are? Then buy a pair of Lester's shoes today. Lester's shoes have the specially built-in electric drill heel. Makes you sink 3 to 4 inches into the pavement with every step. Now you can...
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have time for just about one more number. And we have a whole host of requests here for a song called I Don't Care. Eva Tangway made this song famous, but the record is an imitation by Beatrice Kay. And since we don't have this... Well, anyway, what you're going to get is here's I Don't Care.
I don't care. I don't care what they may think of me. I'm happy-go-lucky. Men say I'm plucky. So jolly and... carefree. I don't care if I do get the meanest Tony stare. If I'm never successful, it won't be disgraceful, because I don't care. I don't care. Oh, I don't care if people do not try to treat me fair. My voice may sound funny, but it's getting me the money, 'cause I don't care. I don't care. No, sir, I don't care. I don't care.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, winds up Make-Believe Bedlam until the same time tomorrow night. Good night, everybody.
Day, that was sensational. The switchboard's been going ever since you went on the air. All my sponsors want to come back. You've saved my station.
Wow. Boy, do you hear that, Mr. Anderson?
Oh, shucks. I could have told you it would happen. Talent is talent, and I just happen to have it. That's all.
I can never repay you fellows. It came off perfectly.
Yeah, and we didn't have any of the records that were requested either. Boy, I sure was lucky with those requests.
Lucky? What do you mean?
I have a feeling that if someone had asked for the Andrews sisters, I'd have been in trouble.